I'm seeing pictures of Gary Giordano in a vehicle with Jose Baez. Remember Jose Baez from the Anthony trial? Remember that kung fu stance he made for the camera in the hallway of the courtroom? Anyway, Gary Giordano is going to be coming back to the States after his release from Aruban jail. I guess he was in jail there for about 116 days. The Solicitor General, Taco Steen, reiterated that a 50-year-old Giordano will remain our prime suspect in this ongoing investigation. Where have we heard that before? After a series of searches, neither Robin Gardner's body nor physical evidence has been recovered, making it impossible to determine if a crime has been committed. A judge last week ordered the officials to free Giordano with an appeal prosecutors will be handling or have handled on Wednesday. You'll hear this on Thursday. Taco Steen said, "We know he has been lying about what happened and that Giordano's story is not true," adding that he will lead the charge to extradite Giordano back to the island if his team can make strides in the case. And, of course, Jose Baez, the guy who loves TV cameras. Funny, he was on Nightline rather than Geraldo, but I guess Geraldo's only on the weekends now. He said he's relieved for his client and feels bad for him as his life, businesses, and reputations have been destroyed in the wake of this high-profile affair. I don't think he'll ever put this behind him. It's been a fishing expedition, and it's time for them to cut bait. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I feel bad for Robin Gardner's family. The Aruban system once again comes under question. Clint Van Zandt and I talked about it on the show here on Tuesday night. Giordano, well, he'll never go back to Aruba. Whether they can extradite him or not will determine whether or not they'll get enough evidence, in their opinion, to lay a charge. And we all know what happened in the other high-profile Aruban case. I'm Dana Pritzer. That's today's commentary.